This is Jordan Seculo. Today on J Seculo Live, we're here in Washington, D.C., and President Donald Trump has tweeted right at the president of Turkey, President Erdogan, to free the hostage, Pastor Andrew Brunson.
Live from Washington, D.C., J Seculo Live.
President Trump blasting the decision by Turkish courts not to release jailed American pastor Andrew Brunson, tweeting the situation is a total disgrace. Brunson's charged with terrorism and spying, but his supporters say the accusations are baseless and he's being used as a bargaining chip by Turkey to win U.S. concessions.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I'm asking the members of Congress to join with me to apply pressure to Turkey to have justice done. And justice is releasing Pastor Brunson and letting him come back home.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to J Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As you know, we've been working closely with President Trump, the White House, and the administration to see to the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson. My dad is actually at a meeting on Capitol Hill right now in Washington, D.C., with a top U.S. senator on this very issue, to see to the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson in Turkey. But late last night, President Trump weighed in once again, and he weighed in via Twitter with a message not just to the American people, not just to the world, but specifically to the president of Turkey. He actually put in the tweet the name, the president of Turkey's Twitter handle, so that it would go right to the official Twitter handle of the president of Turkey. Let me again read it for you. This is a message. I want to encourage you, we should all go and retweet this tweet from President Trump. I did so immediately. It was about 14 hours ago. If you go to @RealDonaldTrump, it starts like this: a total disgrace that Turkey will not release a respected U.S. pastor, Andrew Brunson, from prison. He has been held hostage far too long. @RT Erdogan, that's Recep Erdogan, that is the president of Turkey's official Twitter handle, should do something to free this wonderful Christian husband and father. He has done nothing wrong, and his family needs him. That was sent around, I think it was close to 10 o'clock at night last night on the East Coast. 19,000 comments, 25,000 retweets, 87,000 likes. You can go to @RealDonaldTrump right now. You can even see it on my Twitter page, twitter.com/JordanSeculo, where I retweeted it. This is the president of the United States speaking out for imprisoned pastor Andrew Brunson. And then it's putting pressure on Turkey, but it's also putting pressure on American legislators as well, and President Trump's own administration. He last night made this a priority to his entire team.
You can't get any more direct than this, Jordan. I mean, usually these kind of diplomatic conversations happen behind the scenes. They happen over a phone call between leaders of the countries, or maybe by back channel correspondence. Jordan, this was as direct as possible. It was public. It was the president of the United States tweeting at the president of Turkey. And appropriately so, Jordan. I mean, you're talking about a pastor who, when he finally gets to his third day in trial, will have been in prison on the other side of the world for more than 2 years. Of course, after the first day of trial, Jordan, he was remanded for roughly a month, about 3 weeks. One more day of trial, then thrown back into jail for 2 months. This time it would be a three-month stay in prison. So in my view, Jordan, an appropriate, a strong public action by the president of the United States. And you're right. The United States Congress has taken good steps so far. The language that's in these various bills we've talked about is strong. But guess what? They need to follow the lead of the president of the United States. Stay tough until Pastor Brunson is home.
Now, let me tell you something, folks. It's direct in this tweet. There's some key words I think it's always important to point out. First of all, it's key that he sent the message directly to Erdogan. So it was not just a message, a tweet out to the American people or to people who follow President Trump on Twitter, but it was a message specifically to the leader of Turkey. And he said that to release this hostage, he used the word hostage when talking about Andrew Brunson. This sets an entire, then you see the media reports that come up. There's, you know, CBS News, the Wall Street Journal talks about the treatment of it. So the president is able to drive a lot of media coverage. Just before we started the broadcast on the air, Fox News was talking about it with a congressman. The president is able to drive a lot of coverage, a lot of attention, but he's also able to speak directly to leaders of other countries. Call now, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
How do you believe the president of Turkey will respond to President Trump's tweet last night for imprisoned pastor Andrew Brunson? I want to get your thoughts on this. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are in Washington, D.C., joined by Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, who is usually joining us from the studio here. We're in the studio together. This tweet came out. I will say, I don't want to get into too many details, but I will say I knew it was coming right before it was sent, and it was something we've been working on with President Trump directly, and a lot of people know about the relationship we have there, unique relationship we have with President Trump, and he wrote that and tweeted out, "It is a total disgrace that Turkey will not release a respected U.S. pastor, Andrew Brunson, from prison." Think about this, folks. This is why I want to keep going on this. I've done a lot of the work on these imprisoned pastors and persecuted Christians. Do you know how hard it would be to get someone like, I don't know, Barack Obama or Secretary John Kerry or Secretary Clinton, and I'm not harping on politics, I'm just saying, even go back to like Bush administration days, to actually get out a message like this, so just not going through all those checks and balances of 10 different people making edits and it taking 3 days to come out, and by the time it comes out, you're not even sure what they were asking for, but instead, this is a president who's got his phone, and will tweet it right out. It's very clear what he's saying. I mean, it is unique, folks. I don't want us to get used to this because you are living in a time when your president is able to take a message for a persecuted Christian pastor directly to the world without any edits, okay? Without the political PC police coming after him in his own team saying, no, don't use that word. Don't call him a hostage. I guarantee you, if he put that through the review, that's what they would have said. Don't call him a hostage. Maybe don't send this at this time of night. Don't actually tweet it out to Erdogan himself. Don't put his actual Twitter handle there because that kind of forces him to have to respond. So don't call him a hostage. Don't make it all about him just being a Christian, just maybe saying he's a pastor, an American that needs to be left home. But instead, President Trump lays it all on the line, right to President Erdogan and the world and the American people and Congress. They need to step up as well. It is a disgrace that what you are doing, Turkey, that you will not release Pastor Andrew Brunson. He is a hostage being held far too long at Erdogan. Something should be done to free this wonderful Christian husband and father. He's done nothing wrong, and his family needs him. What do you think about a president who will send tweets like that out for those who are persecuted? Do you support it? Are you going to retweet that? We need to seize on this moment. As you can tell, we're focusing in on Pastor Brunson for a reason. The president himself focusing in on Pastor Brunson for a reason. Can't always get into all those behind-the-scenes details, but it's no surprise. That is not by accident that a tweet like that just goes out last night from the President of the United States. Then, this kind of a tweet, we've already seen it drive the media. Because the president weighing in, you get major mainstream news outlets now, like the Wall Street Journal, talking about this, talking about the relationship between Turkey and the United States, but also the recent conversations between Erdogan and Trump. So, I mean, this is real. It really starts a new dialogue in Turkey as well.
This is not how business in Washington, D.C. is done, Jordan, and I mean that as a compliment to the President of the United States, because we've done these cases numerous times before, Jordan, and like I think you used the phrase pulling teeth to get the diplomacy, to get the bureaucrats, to get the bureaucracies of government engaged. It has not taken that in this case. Dating all the way back to the beginning, President Trump has been engaged, Vice President Pence has been engaged, Secretary Tillerson, now Secretary Pompeo, both chambers of the United States Congress, the House and the Senate. But Jordan, the thing about this tweet to me that is the most significant is the fact that it is publicly aimed at the president of Turkey. This is an individual that President Trump engaged with directly just a matter of days ago, has said that he has a good relationship with him, has had a direct dialogue with him. And Jordan, I think there was an expectation around this trial date that maybe there'd be some reciprocation from President Erdogan. But President Trump was not afraid, when that did not happen after day three of the trial, to speak directly to President Erdogan that this is his expectation that Pastor Brunson would be released. And I would just say this, if there is a member inside the House or inside the Senate that is afraid to act likewise, whether it's in action or word or legislation, then they ought to be ashamed of themselves. This is an American citizen imprisoned on the other side of the world that the President of the United States has engaged directly with the President of Turkey on. Every elected official, Jordan, should be able to do the same.
Folks, if you want to talk to us on the air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, we want to hear from you right now, 1-800-684-3110. Let me go right to the phones. Let's go to Ken in Texas on line one. Ken, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I applaud President Trump. And I just wonder, does he have the authority to send back to Turkey the Turkish pilots that are here being trained to fly the F-35?
Does he have the authority to do it? I mean, those are approval deals that are approved by Congress, signed by the president, long-term deals. I don't know if the president alone can just now walk right in and say no. There's been discussions about whether those F-35s will be delivered. And then there's legislation moving through Capitol Hill. Some legislation that says it can be delivered. Some legislation that says they won't be delivered. The official drafts have not yet made it to members of Congress. I hope, our hope at the ACLJ and for Pastor Brunson is that the F-35 issue is a pressure point that never has to be utilized because he'll already be home before it's actually having to be voted on.
Yeah, I think that action of the commander-in-chief is not the appropriate one, to be honest with you, Jordan, because there's so many national security components involved in this as well. What I would like to see the Congress do, and we've said this repeatedly, is lay out a number of leverage points. Of course, that legislation is one of them. There's also appropriations. There's also sanctions. There's also, the S-400 issue with the purchase of that missile defense from Russia. I would like to see Congress step up and say, look, we are going to strengthen the diplomat's hand by not giving a choice. We're going to deny funding for a number of these issues. I don't think it's appropriate necessarily for the commander-in-chief to engage and say, we're going to stop this private deal, especially on an important defense partner like Turkey. I'd like to see Congress step up and take that out of the DOD's hands.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so this is, again, some of this is the role of Congress. Some of it is the role of the president. I think here the president's role is really to speak leader to leader. He's doing that with President Erdogan. And to their people, to their constituents, to the American people, to the Turkish people. It's already driving news coverage in Turkey. So Turkey picked up on this tweet from President Trump immediately. That's how closely everything's being followed. We know, by the way, interesting that on this broadcast as well, this is such a big issue in Turkey, folks. We can say hello to all those Turkish newspapers right now. They listen to our broadcast every single day, and a lot of times we see direct quotes from our broadcast in the Turkish news sites. So this is a big deal. I mean, we're glad that they're listening to us, but they saw that tweet from President Trump, and their foreign minister spokesperson had to respond. Now, he responded, it's such a joke. It's the same kind of, again, just kind of what you would expect out of a Turkey who acts like it's a government run by the rule of law and not a country who's taken an American hostage. Their foreign minister uses fancy words, says the Brunson case is a legal process, and the process is ongoing. He is able to meet with his family, lawyers, and consulate officials regularly. Of course, he can't do that privately. He does that while he's being under recording devices from the Turkish government. The foreign minister spokesperson doesn't like to add that. This judicial process is conducted on the principle of the rule of law, which has been rewritten since Erdogan has taken power and, again, given himself more and more power. Turkey is a state of law. No, Turkey is a state run by one man now, not a state run by law like the United States. And the court's decision should be considered within this framework. Again, there's been no decision by the court except for continue to hold Andrew Brunson a hostage. I think a shame on this Turkish foreign ministry spokesperson, Hami Aksoy. I hope they're listening. I hope that newspaper is listening. And because all of that comment is again, those are lies. There's no rule of law in Turkey. The president, that foreign ministry spokesperson knows whether he liked to say it or not on the record, that President Erdogan could make a phone call and Pastor Brunson would be home in the United States immediately. And no one would think twice about that because of the power that President Erdogan now has in Turkey. We are continuing to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, Than, the idea that, you know, we had this hearing earlier this week, and then the third hearing, not until October. I mean, it gives us time to act, but that is such a long time before Pastor Brunson has another day in court.
It's what makes the foreign minister's comment that you just played, Jordan, so ridiculous. Here's the due process that Pastor Brunson had. First of all, he was thrown in jail for a year and a half, most of that time without any charges levied. When charges were finally levied, they were, of course, ridiculous. Then he was given one day of trial that was 13 hours long, remanded back to prison for 3 weeks, given a day two of a trial, again, where he wasn't able to put on a defense yet, 11 hours, then remanded back to prison for two more months, Jordan, and given day three of a trial in which I think there was one witness put up for the defense and there was not given full access to that. Jordan, that is not real due process, but we've always said the answer is not going to come through the judicial process. It's going to come through diplomatic political means, which is why this tweet from the President of the United States is so critical.
That's why, again, this president is not afraid to take it right, not just to the American people. That's easy. He can send those tweets all night. He tweeted this right out to the leader of Turkey. He made this an international issue in a matter of seconds by tweeting it to the head of Turkey, President Erdogan. I want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to get into the legal side of this as well and more updates about On the Ground from Turkey with Cece Howell. She'll be joining our broadcast second half of the show, so kind of what this is like for Pastor Brunson. You know, does he know that the President of the United States has made this tweet about him? I'd like to know that.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Late last night, President Trump tweeting to the president of Turkey about Pastor Andrew Brunson, calling for this American Christian pastor, calling him a hostage that should be released. Moments ago, just about a half hour ago, Vice President Pence tweeting this out. I'm retweeting. It's already retweeted by me. Pastor Andrew Brunson should have been freed long ago. His words in a Turkish court yesterday, quote, "My faith teaches me to forgive," inspired millions. Brunson's faith will sustain him, but it shouldn't have to. At POTUS, Trump and I will not stop fighting until this good man comes home. And he sends a Christianity Today article out with that. So go to at VP. That is the Vice President of the United States Twitter handle. Retweet that tweet. Go to at POTUS. Retweet the tweet on Pastor Andrew Brunson. Send that message out to your friends and family. We have just heard as well, we're starting to hear from U.S. senators who have been very involved in this issue and who have, again, not backed down at all about Pastor Brunson. Take a listen. This is this morning on Fox from Senator Tillis. Take a listen.
I know that President Erdogan has a lot of challenges based on where he is, having Syria as a next door neighbor, having an insurgency, a terrorist organization that's threatening his own internal security. I get those challenges, and I know his job is a tough job. His job will be made a lot easier by having an ally like the United States standing behind them. But we can't do that when you have not only Pastor Brunson, but a number of other people in prison, some without charges.
So again, there you go. You got U.S. senators, you've got the vice president, you got the president. I don't think there's any coincidence. I won't go into too much detail, but we got to Washington, D.C. yesterday morning. And then the tweets came out from President Trump last night, and the tweet came out from the vice president this morning. So my dad and I arrived in Washington, D.C. Early morning, right before the radio broadcast yesterday. So again, that's as much as I'll get into the specifics of that because there's a lot of work. My dad's on Capitol Hill right now, working on this very issue. Let's go right to the phone. John in Washington State, online too. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call. What a wonderful job you all do. And I just think that the situation with Pastor Brunson is truly a hostage situation. Maybe the president of Turkey will understand some further sanctions. And I hope that beyond the loss of these planes, that there will be additional sanctions, not only that the U.S. will implement, but other countries will join in until this honorable pastor is freed.
Well, and that's the point, Than, here, is that the president has called him a hostage and said that he's being held hostage to by a foreign country, by Turkey, that meaning that the executive leader in Turkey can let him go. It doesn't have to go through a normal court process. It's a political imprisonment, and being held hostage for other reasons. And just like John picked up, there are things you do in a hostage situation, like say, okay, fine, this and this you will not be receiving. And we talked about the S-400 missile system. That is a Russian missile defense system. We've told Turkey, don't install this, don't utilize this. They've done it anyways. It's like the opposite of what a NATO ally should be doing, is installing the most advanced Russian missile defense system in their country.
And if they do that, Jordan, it's an action that's already sanctionable under U.S. law, so there wouldn't even need to be additional legislation passed. But look, the broader point here is that if Turkey wants to be treated like an ally, they have to act like an ally. And if they don't act like an ally, then the United States, both from the executive branch and the legislative branch, should pursue a number of measures to act accordingly. And Jordan, I would broaden that out. I would say they're a NATO ally, not just to the United States, but to a number of other countries, all the members of NATO. So that's why the 100 members of the European Parliament that signed a letter demanding the president of Turkey release Pastor Brunson is so critical, because Jordan, the United States shouldn't have to go this alone. If they have to pursue sanctions or additional measures against Turkey, that should be reciprocated by the other members of NATO as well. They should put pressure from an international front on President Erdogan to release Pastor
this
Brunson.
This has gone on far too long, Than. I mean, yep. we're not, how long are we into this? This is
650 days.
Yeah, I mean, this is far, far too long. We're talking a couple of years here. This is a situation where a NATO ally is what we're talking about. 1-800-684-3110. That's what Isabella wrote on Facebook. It's very frightening to think that religious freedom is being attacked by an ally like this, that we're not talking about Iran, that we're not talking about China, that we're not talking about the usual, again, the North Koreas, if you will, but we are talking about a NATO ally holding someone hostage in prison, solely because of their Christian faith, and taking it to the point where the President of the United States, President Trump, is tweeting to the leader of Turkey to get this done. I mean, I think it's just very important, again, to understand. And I want to take your calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to get into the personal side of this as well at 1-800-684-3110 with CeCe Howe, who's been the lead attorney here in the U.S., who will be joining us in the second half hour of the broadcast to see how the family is doing, their reaction to the President of the United States speaking out about this. I mean, Than, when the President decides to kind of take a stand like this, and then his vice president follows up, it gets Washington's attention, but it also gets, we're talking about the leader, the most powerful person in the world, it gets everyone's attention around the world. These tweets do matter from President Trump. You know, people like to talk about the tweeting president. They matter because it's coming from the most powerful person in the world.
Jordan, typically the way this conversation would happen between the President of the United States and the President of Turkey would be a one-on-one phone call or a behind-the-scenes, yeah, off-camera, off-mic conversation between the two leaders. And then, you know, a lot can be lost in translation. When you put it out in public like this, nothing can be lost in translation either in the United States or in Turkey, or like we discussed before, the Turkey's other NATO allies. Jordan, I think it is a Rubicon of sorts. It's the President of the United States telling the President of Turkey, look, I've been having this conversation with you for a while, and you're not where I need you to be. So look, I'm going to put it out in public, I'm going to call your bluff, and I am going to demand in public that you release our pastor. Jordan, it is the, escalation carries a negative tone, so that's probably not the right word, yeah, but it is stressing the importance of this issue to the President of the United States, and not just doing it in a phone call, it's doing it so the rest of America and the rest of Turkey can see just how important it is to him. And by the way, to the rest of his administration as well, the vice president retweeting, we know that Secretary Pompeo has been personally engaged. We have a meeting down at the State Department later today, other meetings on Capitol Hill. Your dad's over there right now. It sends a message to the rest of the United States government that this is a priority.
Folks, we, again, are doing everything we can. We've got our team out on Capitol Hill. That's why my dad is not on the broadcast today. We've got our lead attorneys here on this matter here in Washington, D.C. There's a lot moving in Washington, D.C. on the Brunson matter. I think to prove that, all I need to do is show you that tweet from President Trump yesterday evening, that we've been working closely with the White House, closely with the vice president's office, the vice president also tweeting out. What does this mean as we finish our first half hour of the broadcast? Now, in our second half hour, we're going to get into the personal side of this. What does it mean to be that hostage? We're going to bring on CeCe Howe, who's in touch with the family every single day as this trial continues in Turkey, the ups and the downs. Has Pastor Brunson even learned about this tweet from the leader of the free world calling for him to be released, and the vice president of the United States calling for him to be released? I mean, that's, again, very key and very important to know. But what I'm asking you to do right now is go to ACLJ.org to get involved in this situation at ACLJ.org. Sign petitions, share this with your friends and family. Share the tweet from President Trump. Share the tweet from Vice President Pence. Retweet those right now on social media, through Twitter. Get the message out. I mean, President Trump is able to get thousands upon thousands of retweets, but these are actually the messages that get the most retweets that President Trump sends out. And we could probably double and triple that if all of you went to Twitter now and did that, and did that for the vice president. Get that message out as we talk about Pastor Andrew Brunson, an American hostage, held hostage because of his Christian faith by a NATO ally. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
president was tweeting a message to Erdogan, the president of Turkey, saying, please release this pastor. This pastor is Andrew Brunson. We've talked about him for a year and a half at least. This October, he'll be behind bars for 2 years. All he was doing was trying to spread Christianity in Turkey, he and his wife. And the president tweeted out, Erdogan should do something to free this wonderful Christian husband and father. He's done nothing wrong, and his family needs him.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. I knew the tweet was coming last night. I won't get into all the details, but I will say that President Trump, we worked very closely with President Trump, and you know the unique relationship we have and my dad has with President Trump. I don't have to get into that deep into that on the broadcast today, but we are in Washington, D.C., and Pastor Brunson had his second trial date. I don't say day of trial because they're a month apart. The next trial date is not until October. And President Trump said, yeah, this is unacceptable. I want to get involved. I'm tweeting about it. So he tweeted last night from a real at real Donald Trump. It's a total disgrace that Turkey will not release a respected U.S. pastor, Andrew Brunson, from prison. He's been held hostage far too long. At RT Erdogan. So he tweets at the Erdogan handle, the official handle for the president of Turkey. Should do something to free this wonderful Christian husband and father. He has done nothing wrong, and his family needs him. The vice president has also tweeted this morning as well. That came from the @VP account. So you can retweet both of those. Let me say, folks, I hear from a lot of you, and I did hear from some especially who had said, you know, this kind of, I think I got this comment, I actually closed it out, but kind of the heart of the president, he really does care about these issues. I will tell you, he does. He brings them up, that these Americans that are being imprisoned abroad. And so because of that, it's very important that we take these opportunities. We seize on these moments, if you will, for these American, this American pastor. Let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Lillian is calling in from Sacramento on line one. Lillian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to let you know that I grew up in Istanbul, and yep. I saw a lot. So I'm not surprised of what is going on right now as a Christian. You really had to have your mouth shut. Our very good friend was riding a train, accidentally stepped on somebody's foot and said, I'm sorry, in Turkish. But the guy understood that he was a Christian, and he said he blasphemed. He blasphemed. He started screaming, he blasphemed. He ended up in jail for 3 days. So it is very, very difficult to speak about the faith in the Christian faith, because they call you infidel right away. You know, you're called Gabur. That is one reason that we really have to pray for him and pray for the governments to be able to help and get them out of there.
Yeah, we do. I mean, this is serious. He is languishing away in prison right now. As Stana said, it's over 600 days that he's been in prison. It goes from a detention facility, an immigration detention facility where he could have been deported. Okay, Turkey has the right to do that. He's not a Turkish citizen, even though he spent 23 years there without any problems at all. They decided, no, let's move him from that detention facility to a real prison and try him as a criminal. And this trial's then been going on. It is, it's worse than just a bad situation. It is a situation where you have a good man who is deteriorating in prison. And we're going to get more into the personal side of that as we come back. But things have gotten worse. Since this happened, I have been in Turkey. I've been in Istanbul since Erdogan came to power, since he started cracking down. It still was not yet at this point where you would see, you'd have to fear as an American who had been there for 23 years of really getting in the way of that regime. You know what it took and what it took to get in the way of the regime and how to kind of survive. Now I think all bets are off. It's gotten so bad you don't know what it is that will get the attention of the regime, and you'll end up, and you could become another Brunson if you were a Turkish citizen. So we're going to talk about all of that. Then before we switch and talk to CC about kind of the legal side and the family, how the family is dealing with this, Congress taking this seriously, the president and the vice president putting it right back on their plates at the, you know, towards the end of this week.
When the president did what he did last night, Jordan, it sends a signal to the rest of the United States government that they better do the same. I think it was a very strong signal.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to get away.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We will take your phone call, so keep calling in to be on the show today or get your comments in on Facebook and Periscope, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on the air, that's 1-800-684-3110. President Donald Trump tweeted last night. He tweeted a message for Pastor Andrew Brunson, and he tweeted it to Erdogan, the Erdogan official account for the president of Turkey. So he tweeted it from the real Donald Trump account to the president of Turkey's account to free what who he called, in his own words, a hostage of Turkey's, Christian pastor Andrew Brunson. This morning, the vice president, following up on what the president had done, tweeted out as well a call for Turkey to release Pastor Brunson. And I want all of us to know this. I mean, this was the first question I kind of have. Your Pastor Brunson, you've been going through this for over 600 days. You're in a serious prison situation. You know you're not going to have another day in court likely until October. But you're looking for anything to kind of keep your spirits high. And do you know that the leader of the free world, the most powerful person in the world, he's more powerful than Erdogan as a political leader, President Trump took time to send a message only about you to President Erdogan. Do you understand that that did occur? And Cece Howell, who has been able to be in touch with the family and has worked with the family throughout this process, Cece, Pastor Brunson, we can report, does know about this tweet from President Trump. And I know that President Trump will be grateful to learn about that as well.
Absolutely. I can confirm that. The embassy was able to visit Pastor Brunson in prison today, and they were able to hand him a copy of that tweet. And I don't have an official response back, but I can tell you just from past dealings, I know that Pastor Brunson is so very grateful for the president's engagement on his behalf, as well as the vice president and secretary of state, the State Department, and Congress. He's so grateful for that engagement.
How is the family doing? So we've got the leaders. We've got Vice President Pence followed up this morning with a tweet. So you had the president. We know the secretary of state, Mike Pompeo, has been much more engaged. How is this family doing? How is the wife doing and the children doing? now that this has gone on. And I mean, yes, on the one hand, you are encouraged when the leader of the free world tweets about your father. On the other hand, that tells you the seriousness of the matter when it takes the leader of the free world tweeting about your father to a pretty strong leader in Turkey, President Erdogan. Also, when they are in dialogue about your father, that can be a bit scary as well.
Yeah, the whole family is, again, just like Pastor Brunson, so grateful for all the efforts that have happened. But as you can imagine, you know, the children grew up in Turkey, and the Brunsons have been in Turkey for 23 years. They love this country. So, you know, they've been discouraged. They've been discouraged that their, you know, father and husband has been held in prison since October of 2016. And yes, they're so grateful for all the efforts, but, you know, they are hoping for some movement. And I think, you know, yesterday's trial, it's just, it's discouragement, and it really steals, you know, their hope.
All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Mark, calling in from Indianapolis on line 3. We're all in Washington, D.C. right now, as you'll notice. We're all in the D.C. studio. So you saw my dad in the D.C. studio. I'm in the D.C. studio. C.C. Than, who you almost always see. And there is a reason why then you see this increased Twitter action going on from the President of the United States. I can kind of say it without getting into great detail. I think a lot of you know we have a unique relationship with this president and with many inside the White House, but with the president directly. And my dad has got that unique relationship. So because of that, I think you can piece a lot of this together on your own without me having to spell it all out for you why we would all be in Washington, D.C. But Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You are on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. And I would just like to stress that when I sit back and look at it, I hope we have enough people in Congress and the Senate that will push this on through the strict violations they've done and put them under the regulations that might make this happen. I know we can claim that we're going to stop the airport, you know, the airplanes and things, but we still have to have the backing. We have to have the people that will back the president. And I'm not sure that they're going to do that. So we also need to contact our senators and our congressmen
That's right.
and tell them they'd better. Because what they're doing,
yeah, right. There's leader to leader action that can go on, CeCe. And as we see, like in these tweets and these messages from, it's President Trump who can call President Erdogan and vice versa. But there's also a lot going on Capitol Hill. There's been talk about the F-35s we've talked about. Then there's been some discussion about, will they actually put that on the table? What about the S-400 missile system that they purchased from Russia? What kind of sanctions would be put on Turkey, a NATO ally, if they actually installed that system? So there is a lot Congress can do. This is not all up to the executive branch, though it is the executive branch, I think, that sets the tone for Congress.
Right. And we just heard Senator Tillis just moments ago on Fox, you know, committing to holding Turkey accountable. And so Mark's absolutely right. You know, if this is an issue that's important to you, you can call your congressmen and senators right now and let them know. And we know that hearing from the people is important. We've had almost 600,000 people sign our petition to release Pastor Brunson. And that is so helpful to us when we're encouraging our government and even the Turkish government, as well as other international bodies. We can show them that we have the support and that the eyes of over 600,000 people are watching this case.
You know, it's interesting. With a lot of talk about Russia right now, from the president and the Mueller investigation. You know, Brian on Periscope writes, and it's moments like this that we get to see the heart and compassion of President Trump. I will tell you, on a day where the president could be, on any normal human being would be distracted by 900 other issues, not to say that the Andrew Brunson's matter would not be one that you would get an update on, but there'd be so much as the leader of the free world that you were being inundated about, whether it was the meeting with Putin, whether it was an interview you did with CBS News and what you tweeted and what you said and how your press secretary responded to it in a meeting. That in the evening, it was still on your mind before you went to sleep, before you decided to take a little bit of rest last night to send a message out to the world for Pastor Brunson. And President Trump did that. So for whatever you believe about President Trump and however you voted and whatever you believe about even what's happened these last 72 hours, I want you to know that most of us would have been, by the day he had, and I'll just say, for sometimes getting a sense of some of what those days are like, not that you would stop caring about Pastor Brunson, I wouldn't say that about you, but that it would not necessarily be the first thing on your mind to say, you know what, let me get one more message out to a world leader who has got a very unique and difficult relationship with us, that I know if I send this message out, it's going to cause me a lot more work tomorrow. And people are going to be talking about it. And so I better be ready to talk about it, too. And then Vice President Pence is now talking about it. And President Trump did just that. I mean, so I would hope, CeCe, that the Brunson family understands that, that from this present, it's not like these tweets are set and it's they're all like preset, like in those old days of Twitter, and they're all preset out, ready to go throughout the day.
Right.
This is really coming from the President of the United States in a raw sense.
Yes.
And it does mean that Pastor Brunson literally is on the President of the United States' mind.
And I think, you know, it's an important, like the comment off of Periscope about the compassion of President Trump. When he sends these tweets, it's not just a political statement and a remove statement of let him go, you know, he's innocent, but he brings humanity to it, that this is a good Christian man. He's innocent. He's a husband. He's a father. He needs to be returned to his beautiful family in the United States. So, you know, it shows that President Trump understands this is not just a political issue. This is a man's life. This is destroying a family. And I think that's very important. He is a compassionate president.
Absolutely right. Let me take one more call before we go into the final segment. If you want to talk to us on the air in our final segment, we take as many calls and comments as we can through Facebook, Periscope, but also a couple phone lines open. You call right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Terry calling in from California on line 6. Terry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi. I was just wondering why Pastor Brunson is being singled out with such an outpouring of support when there's a lot of other people in prison as well in Turkey. So I was wondering what's special or different about this particular case.
Well, I think, okay, so being an American, the faith angle instead of the political angle. I mean, everyone knows in Turkey that if you've been a political opponent of Erdogan, you're in serious trouble right now. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people arrested because of that. Something that we take for granted in the United States, CeCe, is being able to express our political beliefs. Also, the fact that he's an American. So I think the fact that he's an American, that it has to do with Christianization, that Turkey actually used that term. But he also becomes a symbol then for people.
Absolutely.
So you can't. It would be impossible for any show to go through all 500 people in prison. So you've got to pick the symbols.
And we represent him. Pastor Brunson is our client. So obviously this is the case that we're going to talk about. He is our client.
Right.
But you're exactly right. He's a symbol. And when the State Department talks about this, he's the symbol they can use that Turkey is holding a lot of Americans wrongfully. So that's why I think you're hearing more about Pastor Brunson, because he represents the illegal actions that Turkey.
Yeah, you want to be able to tell a story so that people can understand it, so that they are able to understand what's happening. And you use people who are going through these situations to kind of help tell that story, to get people educated. Because if they're even learning about one person, that's more than most Americans would. We will take your calls. The final segment of the broadcast coming up on JSecio Live. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Cece, an important update you've had about what we're actually doing on the ground legally in Turkey as we represent Pastor Brunson. So yesterday he had this court date. It was continued on. He was not released. A new court date is not scheduled to October. He's supposed to be in prison until then. But there was something we were able to file to challenge his continued imprisonment while his trial continues. Tell people about that.
Yes, yeah, so this was basically an interim ruling while the trial was going on that the request for his release was denied, and he was remanded back to prison. But this morning, Mr. Halivert, the Turkish attorney, filed an appeal to that ruling. So, you know, we will wait and hear what the court's opinion to that appeal is. Hopefully, this time he will be released.
Yep.
And we also have the response to the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention. That is due on July 25th. And so, you know, if Turkey gets a condemnation from a UN body, you know, hopefully we just keep putting pressure on Turkey to do the right thing.
All right, folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take all those that we can right now. Jonah in New York on line one. Jonah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Take a call.
Thanks,
Jonah. Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I'm trying to understand the relationship with Turkey and this classification of them being an ally. You know, since Erdogan came to power with the failure of the coup, it really seems they've shifted so far to more, I'll say, Sharia law, radical Muslim, or fundamental Muslim. It's really hard to understand their ally status. What defines that today, and do they get
reclassified? They're a member of NATO, so that's the immediate what defines that, Jonas. So long as you are a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and they are the member of NATO that kind of fills the gap between those in the West and those in the East, and they're right there. They are the kind of bridge point between the West of Europe and the Eastern and Eastern Asia, if you will, and so they are a member of NATO. By a member of NATO, you are by default an ally of the United States and the other members of NATO. We have large military bases in Turkey, so there are a lot of U.S. interests in Turkey. You don't just walk away, Cece,
right.
And that's why it's complicated. And Turkey can play this game, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Holding one American hostage and
right.
not seeing every single dime they get cut off, because they play a very unique role in whether you want to call them a kind of a frustrated ally or not. They still allow the U.S. to have access to these bases, which then we're able to launch attacks when necessary against groups like ISIS. And we've seen, again, the eradication of groups like ISIS. We don't agree on everything, but we have a major U.S. military presence there.
Yes, and I think, you know, Jonah's point is well taken, though, and I think Senator Tillis answered that again today. They are a NATO ally, so they need to be reminded and actually forced to act that way. And so I think that's why you've seen these efforts from Congress of, yes, Turkey, you are a NATO ally, so you need to act like one.
Yeah, okay, right back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. Rose in Texas online, too. Rose, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. What you guys do is really important. I was wondering why, if President Trump and the rest of, you know, the United States is now considering him, or telling it like it is that Brunson is a hostage, then isn't it appropriate for the State Department to put Turkey on a travel tourism alert list? Because surely American tourism is important to their economy, and that would be another thing. And they could do it, you know, in a heartbeat, right? I mean, that happens all
yeah.
the time. Where
yeah, those are very political decisions as well, to put those kind of restraints on an ally. I mean, and so you've got to, again, I think there may be some advisors. I have to look right now about what it says about Turkey. I have a feeling it says don't protest in the streets. Don't oppose the regime. Usually the State Department is pretty up to date on, like, things not to do to get yourself in trouble. But I'm not sure there's an actual warning.
There is. It's a reduced warning. I mean, it's not a travel ban.
Right.
But I think that they do have a warning, and they do, I think, specifically say because there are Americans that are being held there.
Yep.
So, you know, if you go on the site, you will see something. It's not a travel ban,
right,
but there is a warning. They're accurate with their information.
A lot has changed in Turkey in just years. I was there a few years ago. It is a different place than it was when I was there, and it was already changing. Certainly, you were not going to go saying nasty things about the regime in the street and expect nothing to happen. There were already revolutions there that had not been successful. There were revolutions that had been successful. So you weren't going to go on the street and say nasty things about the government and expect that everything would be hunky-dory. But now it's like, can you just go down the street by being an American and kind of guilt by association, if you will? Let's take one more call today. Liz in Colorado on line 3. Liz, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. I love what you guys do and what you stand for. And, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom and disabled veteran's wife, and we're mad. We're so mad. And I go to this church here in Colorado Springs called Nueva Vida. Awesome church. And I wanted to know, what is it that we can do to speed up this process? Is there, I mean, could the churches here in Colorado Springs rally together and I don't know, just get angry and do something where the world sees that he needs to be free, like now?
Yeah, I think prayer is very important, grassroots activism. I mean, Cece, taking something as simple as a tweet from the president, making sure, Liz, if you utilize Twitter, that everybody that does it, your church does as well, retweets that tweet from President Trump, that he sees that the American people care about this. I think it is the most retweeted tweet he sent in the last 24 hours. So it's pretty clear the American people do care. But it's simple steps like that. Like I retweeted it right away. When I heard that the vice president sent out a tweet, I said, I'm going to retweet that right away so that you see it, so that others then will retweet it as well. Simple steps like that. And of course, coming together in prayer.
Yes.
We have the attention of the executive branch. This is not like in the past we had to beg the Obama administration to pay attention. We get the meetings we need. We get the statements that we are looking for. Now it's really just the end game, the getting the release of Pastor Brunson.
Yes, and you're correct. Prayer is the most important. Pastor Brunson has said multiple times that is what's getting him through this ordeal. So please keep praying. You can sign our petition. We have almost 600,000 people who have signed it. That is very, very, very helpful. You can call your congressman and your senator and say, getting Pastor Brunson out is a top priority to me. And again, just, again, retweeting things, letting people know, the more people that know, that helps us get him out sooner.
Yeah, I mean, just as a, you know, yeah, people ask about the travel advisory. Just the end of last month, June 28, 2018, it says reconsider travel to Turkey. Reconsider travel to Turkey due to terrorism and arbitrary detentions. Arbitrary detentions are exactly what we're talking about. We talk about with Pastor Brunson. It is a level 3 reconsider travel due to, quote, arbitrary detention of Americans. So that has been put in place. A lot of those diplomatic moves have been put in place by the administration. You have our president speaking out. He's a busy guy. You have the vice president speaking out. He's a busy guy. You got these U.S. senators, men and women, who are extremely busy, and they've got time in their day to speak out for Pastor Brunson. So how about this? We've got 40 seconds left. How about you take time today to speak out? I know that we're all pretty busy, and we've got a lot going on in our lives, but if the president can do it, and it can come to his mind in the middle of late in the evening, into the day, the vice president can do it on the way that where they're traveling all over the world, that you can too. So you can send out a tweet. You can tell a friend. You can send out an email. You can say a prayer. Write something up on Facebook. Write an email together. Utilize your social media. Tell some people at church. Do something for Pastor Brunson, whether it's praying, utilizing social media, even just retweeting what the president tweeting or what the vice president tweeted. Send that message that Pastor Brunson must be released. We'll keep you updated on ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.